Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Ellen Belcher, filling in for Emily McCord. I'm talking with State Representative Teresa Fetter, a Democrat from Toledo, and the force behind a new law and pending legislation aimed at punishing human trafficking. Thanks for your time, Representative Fetter.
Thank you.
A lot of people can't get their head around the fact that there's a so-called slave trade going on in this country. They can't really imagine anyone holding another person against her will in the 21st century and actually getting by with it. What exactly are these hidden crimes that you've been focusing on?
Human trafficking has been defined as commercial exploitation of people. Trafficking is the fastest growing international crime, second only to drug dealing. And in 2000, Congress passed the Trafficking Victims Protection Act, making human trafficking a federal crime and defining two categories, labor and sex. The question has often been, is there human trafficking in Ohio? The answer to that question is yes. It is slavery, pure and simple, and I believe it is the human rights issue of our time. Human trafficking rings exist, and more people are being pushed into it, including our children. So we absolutely must stop the prostitution of our children, number one, and imprison those who exploit, use, and profit from human slavery. In Ohio, we have been focusing, or I have been focusing on this problem for 7 years. So it's taken us a while.
Some human trafficking research says that the average age of girls who are forced into prostitution is 13. How does a girl that young just disappear? How is she forced into participating in crimes without her family's knowledge?
The whole way to sum this up is to think about how vulnerable our children are and when are they most vulnerable. There's a lot going on involving families in crisis that makes our children even more vulnerable. And people who want to exploit human beings know this. And it starts off by complimenting them. If there's a girl that has a low self-esteem, if a trafficker comes along and says, I think you're pretty, and she'll say, oh, really? And then all of a sudden, gives her a lot of attention. He knows she's vulnerable. There's money involved. He takes care of her. He's the only person that's ever really loved her. And they're easily entrapped. Before you know it, they're being turned out into prostitution. And I often explain to people that prostitution is not the oldest profession in the world. It's the oldest oppression in the world, and we must come from that perspective to clean this up. My goal is to absolutely rescue the victims and focus on providing services for the recovery and a big focus on strengthening our laws to break the back of this crime.
You've introduced legislation that you call Safe Harbor for Exploited Children. There's been some pushback from some legislators and prosecutors who aren't ready to sign on. Explain the changes in the law that you and others helped usher in last year and what you think still needs to be fixed.
My goal, number one, is to rescue the victims and provide services. And oftentimes we find them through law enforcement. And we need that. We need law enforcement to be educated, advocating the recovery of these victims. And that's not been the case. They've often saw them as criminals because that's what our criminal code says, even if they're minors. Working with law enforcement, judges, the advocates, this is not a very easy thing to do.
I know Ohio has a human trafficking commission, and yes, one of its priorities is educating law enforcement about this issue. What should police be looking for, and what have been some of law enforcement's mistakes, if you will, in dealing with this crime?
Originally, the legislation I had 2 General Assemblies ago required mandatory training for law enforcement. This was not welcomed. Prosecutors didn't think we had a problem with human trafficking. We didn't need to change our laws. So there was a lot of educating and advocating and work by the Lucas County FBI Task Force that helps us focus on what's important and what needs to be done. They have been seeing victims of trafficking, but they didn't know it.
I've been talking with State Representative Teresa Fetter, who wants Ohio to adopt tougher laws to prevent forced prostitution and human trafficking. Thanks for talking with me, Representative Fetter.
Thank you.